Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively taking the show on the road, eating some crab cakes this week, as well as some aggression and some pizza. I'm going to be swallowing a Pizza John's on Friday. We're going to be at Fadley's kicking it off on Thursday. Monday, we're going to be at Costas Intimonium. John Eisenberg's my guest. He's like, yeah, the racetrack? Yeah, the one at the racetrack. Costas Timonium. Get used to it. I mean, if you're Dundalk for 55 years, you just think you're in Dundalk. No, you're Dundalk at Timonium. We'll be at Timonium on Monday afternoon at Costas. Tuesday, we're going to be headed down to Sláinte in Fells Point. And on Wednesday, we'll sort of wrap up our little blitz tour at Coco's Pub over in Lauraville. I will have the scratch-offs, the lucky sevens, and the pressure luck. I've been trying to avoid the whammy. I didn't go out drinking in Ocean City last Thursday night. That was one thing I did not do. I did get together with this guy last week. We rubbed elbows. You know, AI could probably put us in the same room at the same time. Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Cleveland people all together. But John Martin and Seth Elkin dropped by last week to we did a long segment about numbers and money and gambling and responsibility and the state and where the money goes and all of that. You can find that at BaltimorePositive.com. But right now, Seth Elkin is returning for the always important. Not just rolling out the Raven scratch-offs this week, and I don't have them yet. Roz, I'm coming, I swear, even though I've got plenty of these to give away right now for my week. This jackpot fever thing, I mean, my wife's checking in from New Hampshire, and she knows about it.
We're finally getting to high jackpot territory again. As you and I are speaking, it's more than $640 million in the Powerball jackpot, and we're really excited about this because we haven't had a real high jackpot around here in quite some time. There was one Powerball jackpot that got up over $500 million in all of last year, and the last time that the jackpot was hit, it was at just over $200 million on May 31st of this year. So it's been rolling for quite a while now, and we're finally getting up into that high territory, and we love this. This is the time when lots of people start to get interested and people start to play. Maybe people who don't buy tickets as frequently will decide to get in on it. Lots of groups of people will put their money together and buy a bunch of tickets together to try and hit that jackpot together. So a lot of fun when the jackpot rolls up this high, and we're really excited about that. We've had some nice wins along the way here. There've been during this jackpot roll since the end of May, we've had two $1 million winners here in Maryland. We had two $50,000 winners in one of the drawings last week. So remember, there's nine different prize levels in Powerball. It's not just the jackpot. There are eight other prize levels below that that range from $4 all the way on up to $1 million. So make sure you check your tickets. Make sure you buy a ticket or two with the jackpot this high, and have fun with it.
You know, Seth, as I celebrate, I'm wearing my Coppin 125 years. I've only been doing this 34 years on the radio, but I started my 26 up. I have a beautiful 27th logo. I swear I'm going to put it up here soon. But here's the wisdom that I have. And I did drop the name of Buddy Rugo with Steve Rouse a couple of weeks ago out of Costas and Timonium. I think I dropped it with John and with you. I go back to Buddy being, you know, very active on the radio when these jackpots would just be 5 million, 10 million back in the day. God, if it ever got to 20 million or whatever, I think maybe it got to 100 million during his era or something like that. Where, but I mean, just 1 million to anybody my age would feel like Thurston Howell, right? It would just feel like, you know. And it goes back to Reggie Jackson getting the first $1 million contract and baseball players and whatnot. And I think over the evolution of all of this, even back when the lottery began and I was younger, that $1 million made you think, what would I do? You know? And I think the whole fun part of this is the evolution of all of these years on the radio of what I probably said to Buddy Rugo in 1993. Of what I would do if I won $1 million. And there for a long time, and don't laugh at me, and I'm being serious about this, for a long time, and even when I bought the radio station and I was on a trajectory to have more money than I do, had I gotten rich, you know, Tom Clancy rich or Steve Jeppy rich or local rich or Nouveau riche or Kevin Plank riche or any name anybody who got like rich. Here, Michael Phelps rich, whatever it is. Cal Ripken rich. I would have bought a minor league hockey team because I love minor league hockey so much that, like, if I would have like hit the jackpot and could have bought something, it was never going to be a boat or a golf course or like, I mean, I would have been like Spicoli. I'd buy the Rolling Stones to play my birthday or something. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I would do something like that. But like, that's kidding around, but not, probably not. I mean, I could probably afford the Black Crows or the Smithereens or somebody. But I don't, you know, like, that's the fun of this for me, is this evolution of what your dream would be. And that's what the lottery sells in that way, is for fun, is to think, what if I really won $600 million? What would I do? First thing, get represented, get representation, take care of your money. But then what's the first thing? I buy my mom a house. I put my kids through college, you know, like whatever those things are. At this point, Wailea. I would go to Wailea.
Everyone's had that daydream, and I think that's part of what the magic of it is when the jackpots get this high is everybody thinks about that and has had that daydream. What would I do? And you know, there are all kinds of ways to go about that. I don't know if I would buy a hockey team. I might buy season tickets to watch a hockey team. I don't know if I would buy a hockey team though. But a lot of people have certainly all kinds of dreams about that, and that's kind of what keeps the whole thing going. And
You're an
we
old sports writer, aren't you? Aren't you a recovering sports writer?
I long ago in a galaxy far, far away. Yes.
So I had the greatest segment here. Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery joining us here, of course. I had the greatest segment 2 weeks ago when the Orioles played the Phillies. I have a dear friend of mine, Michael Buchdahl. You can look it up. He's up on my Baltimore Positive. He's a lawyer in Philadelphia now, doing all sorts of things and causes that attorneys do in Philadelphia. He's also eating a lot of good food up there. That's his deal. But he's a big Eagles fan and a Phillies fan. But he grew up here in Baltimore, Pikesville, grew up an Oriole fan, moved up there, migrated, went to Temple and all that. But I know him as the assistant PR director of the Washington Capitals. That's how I know him in the 80s. He was on the other side of the fence with Brian Murray and Rod Langway and Mike Gartner and all of that. And he told me this story, like he said 35 years ago, David, he was trying to stay in the sports business. And David Poyle said to him, literally pulled him up and said, Micah, you got a law degree. Go get a job, be a lawyer, and buy tickets and be a fan. And he told me this story, and that's what he did. So, like, you were a recovering sports writer. You're at the Maryland Lottery now doing all things communication. I'm still over here trying to be a fan, man. And I know this is a great time of the year to be a fan, especially be a Ravens fan, because, like, Cincinnati and the big trip beckons. But more than that, you guys give away these really interesting, creative things in regard to being a fan and buying season tickets. Hey, man. Play Raven scratch offs, you might not have to buy, and you might be able to win them. I've met some of these people to win.
Yep, the wait is almost over. August 22nd, the Ravens scratch-offs will be available at retailers all over the state. $2 Ravens, $10 Ravens. You can win up to $200,000 on those tickets instantly. But any non-winning Ravens ticket starting August 22nd, you'll be able to register in My Lottery Rewards and have a chance in the Ravens Second Chance promotion. And as you mentioned, the long partnership that the lottery has had with the Ravens, 16 going on 17 years now, that the lottery's had a partnership and has allowed us to have access to really tremendous Second Chance prizes that you're not going to find anywhere else. We're going to give away season tickets for this year. Somebody out there right now that doesn't have season tickets yet is going to have them for the 2025 season. That's the first prizes that'll be given away. There'll be season tickets for next year. There are the pass for cash experience that somebody will get to go
I
down
was
to the
going to say,
field.
we're going to throw footballs, right?
Well, the Ravens supply an alumni player to do the throwing, but fans will get to go down on the field and take part
Do I
in
get
that.
to pick which alumni or no?
I don't know that they allow us to do that, so you know you can't go pick a quarterback, but
I'm bringing in Stoney Case.
they might all be defensive linemen to keep it even for everybody. So who knows? So In addition to that, though, there is also the fan of the game experience. So just like we do for the Orioles games, the contestant of the game, there'll be a fan of the game. This will be the second year that we're doing that. So somebody will get a chance to win cash for being selected, and then they'll win cash for each touchdown that the Ravens score in their designated game. We're really looking forward to that. That's a fun experience for everybody to get to watch, especially with a Ravens offense that I think everybody anticipates is going to score on a lot of points again this year. So that's a lot of fun. And then, of course, the big prize is season tickets for 20 years. And you'll have all season long to enter into that. Each monthly drawing that we do during the course of the promotion will be selecting somebody who will be a finalist for the seats for 20 years. And each finalist wins cash, and then one of them will find out after the season is over, usually in February or early March, we do that drawing and reveal the winner of the season tickets for 20 years. So this is a promotion that goes on. It starts now in late August, and it goes clear through the end of the football season. So we're excited about that. And all of that gets underway August 22nd. You'll be able to buy those tickets and start entering your non-winning Ravens tickets into my lottery rewards. And a big deal for us every year, something we look forward to quite a bit.
And I'll stop holding up my whammies and my lucky sevens. Although the lucky sevens doubler, it is my 27th anniversary, so I will be holding these up for a little while. Once I start holding the Ravens ones up, I'll be. It's like once the Christmas music starts, it doesn't stop. Especially in a season when we have high hopes around here. We went through that last week, and Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers and this Cincinnati trip. And listen, I don't want to like maybe Roquan Smith will bring you cheesecake like he did the winter 2 years ago on a train ride to New York, and maybe you'll go to Cincinnati and hopefully avoid the flatulence that comes with the chili there. But you give a lot of cash away in this thing above and beyond everything else. It's fun to win prizes and like all that, but I give the scratch-offs away at my events, my crab cake tours. People win all the time. I've had $100 winners, $50 winners at Coco's and Acosta's last year. But also like the fact that this is the most popular thing you do all year long. As much as we talk Powerball, this, that, all the money, all the games, all the prizes, all the scratch-offs I hold up, even Back to the Future and Game of Thrones and anything else you're doing, Raven scratch-offs still numero uno, correct?
I think that tied together with the second chance promotion is something that people just naturally look forward to. This is a fun time of year. This is a time of year where everybody's getting geared up for football season, and every you know, usually you talk about that with baseball. Hope springs eternal in spring training, but you know, this is the part of the summer where everybody's looking at how did our team improve during the course of the offseason, and we've all got a chance. We all start at 0-0, and it's a fun time of year for the start of the football season. And of course, the other thing that naturally comes up for us at the lottery at this time of year is the state fair. We can't get to late August without talking about the state fair, because that's a big deal for us. You can find us every year, all day, every day that the fair is open, in the lobby of the exhibition hall at the fairgrounds in Timonium, and we will be there set up with our prize wheel. You can come by, talk to us, spin the wheel, win a lottery item. And we've also got a retailer that's going to be there selling tickets, so you can play all of your favorite lottery games. We'll have the monitors set up so you can buy some Keno or racetracks tickets and hang around with us, and then watch the races or watch the Keno results and have some fun with that. So that's a really important a part of our existence, especially in communications, is to get out there in the community and be interacting with people. And I often marvel at that. You know, when I stand back and think about it, you know, over the course of, I think the state fair runs what now, 14 days or 12 days, something like that. It used to be the best 11 days of the summer, and I think they've extended it by doing it weekends now, instead of just straight through the week as it used to be. But over the course of those days, how many thousands of people we get a chance to interact with, you come through our area in the exhibition hall. And it's a great experience for us to get that face-to-face time, to get a chance to talk to people. And we've got an event going on out there, August 30th, another second chance promotion that we did. We always have a stage event on Maryland Lottery Day. This year, that's going to be August the 30th. And we've got 10 contestants who are going to get a chance to win some cash or play a little game with us on stage, on the free stage.
Oh, we're not milking cows or anything, right? No.
No
All right.
milking cows.
All right.
You don't have to have any specific skill to be able to do this. You could just have a chance to play along, and you know everybody can come and watch 4:30 on August 30th. Have a chance to check that out and see some people win some cash. So a really nice experience for us. It's a heavy lift every year to get ready for the state fair, and Gail Pelovitz, who is our communications director for events and promotions, is great at preparing and organizing and having our presence ready to go out there, and it's exciting for us. It's an exciting time of year, the launch of the Ravens tickets and that second chance contest, and then of course our presence at the state fair is so much fun. And on top of it, the exclamation point is this big Powerball jackpot happening at the same time. So a convergence of lots of really good stuff for us this year.
Am I nuts, or did I see Gail like pass me in Ocean City? Is that possible?
She was there and working
Yeah,
very hard.
I did see her. It was like sort of a mirage.
Yeah,
I thought I saw her momentarily. Yes, I did see her. Okay.
There's a sequence of events that happens every year. We've got the MACO, the Maryland Association of Counties conferences in mid-August, which again is an important event for us. A lot of county leaders and state government leaders who are there, and it's a good opportunity for all the state agencies to be there and interact. And our booth, especially, we have a lot of fun with the people there, and gave away some scratch off tickets, gave
I
away
see
some lottery
people
items.
scratching, scratching, scratching away down there
And
at the cafeteria at the convention center.
I
I caught that.
would be remiss if I didn't mention that every year the MACO organizers have a theme. And they have a contest for all the booths that are set up there. And we won second place for the decoration of our booth. The theme of the MACO conference this year was superheroes. And instead of going with Marvel superheroes, which I think a
Oh,
lot of
that's
people
why
did.
everybody had capes on.
That's
I
right.
didn't know why. I'm like, what did they
That
get? Yeah,
was the
okay, now I
theme. The theme
understand.
for booth decorations, we took a different twist on that theme. Gail and Mary Clark, who's our graphic designer in our communications department, decided we were going to do superhero first responders. So we did a theme about firefighters and doctors and nurses and EMTs, and that I think went over really well because some of the money certainly from the lottery and from other gaming supports all kinds of state causes, including public health and safety programs, and we wanted to emphasize that. And in that room, in that atmosphere, full of county and state political leaders, that I think that message went over really well, and we won second place. So my congratulations to Gail and to Mary for getting that organized. It was their creative vision that did that for us, and so I was very happy with that. We're all
I was
very
just happy you and John came by and gave me all the reports that you gave me. And, I'm happy Home Run Riches is going off and that we're hitting a couple more. Gunner's hitting a few now, costing you guys some money over there. And I hope this Raven scratch off goes the way we want it to go, which is 3-1 in September like that. Joe Flacco starting for the Brownies now, right? I mean, hey, next time you and I get together, it'll be football, right?
Yep, sure will be.
All
So.
right. Well, Seth Elkin here, he communicates for all things communications for the Maryland Lottery. Joined us last week. We did the annual report, really some heavy lifting and some numbers there. You can check that out. But obviously, the heaviest lifting right now is this gigantic Powerball jackpot. And hey, by the way, this is your homework as the communications director for the lottery and the fair and all this. I'm going to be at Costas and Timonium giving these out on Monday. How many furlongs is that from where the lottery? Is that like 2, 3 furlongs? Probably not far, right?
It's not far from the track. So yeah, right up the way there in the exhibition hall.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to do the measurements on how far the exhibition hall is from Costas and the OTB over there. But we will be at Costas on Monday. I will have these to give away, the Lucky Sevens, as well as the Pressure Lux and the Whammies. I'm not going to put the whammy in any of our guests. We have just a great, great lineup of guests in the coming days here. I just want to say Bill Henry's going to be joining us, Luke, RJ Shepard from over Forest Park Golf, Damie going to join us at Fadley's on Thursday. Friday, going to be at Pizza John's in Essex. We're going to have JB Jennings and David Marks joining us, Robbie Leonard from the Democratic National Committee, Wendy Bronfine from Curio Wellness. Monday, we're moving the show to Costas and Timonium. I have Bill Cole from Cole Roofing. I have Chris Corman coming over from the Baltimore Banner. He is a sports editor. Also, John Eisenberg, longtime Baltimore Sun. And we talked about the fair a little bit with Seth. Paul Manna from 24/7 Entertainment. He has the Trifecta Food Festival at the fairgrounds. All of that's going on. My buddy Howard Scherr is coming out. Carson Kamenetz, a son of former Baltimore County executive Kevin Kamenetz, will be coming out as well. Tuesday, we're going to be down at Sláinte at Fells Point. Wednesday, we're going to be at Coco's in Lauraville. We'll have lottery tickets to give away. My thanks to Seth Elkin for joining us here. Hey, go win that Powerball, but make sure you're playing responsibly, and I'll be reminding you about that all next month as we get this football thing going as well. Luke is out in training camp. The Orioles are doing what they're doing. We've got a lot of residue from Ocean City, Maryland, and our visit at Mako with lots and lots of elected and non-elected officials. Just been a great time to have some conversations around here and get through summer, await football season. Raven scratch-offs are here, and the leaves are changing already. My God, it's fall. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.